Yeah, Rachel Welch, man, she clearly has listened to the other interviews with you. She had a
Oh.
reaction to hearing that you would be back interviewing with us, and she says to tell you that she loves you and misses you.
What?
And the work you did
Really?
on seasons 1 and 2 was the first time she's ever really connected with a costume as a character in a show. And it opened
Oh.
up a whole world to her. So she's very grateful to have been introduced to your work there.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing, Rachel. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that similar to anything you've heard from other viewers? Do you ever hear that the costuming you did for 1 and 2 were really impactful to other people like that?
I have, and I don't want to be callous about that because it's such a very sacred thing to say to anybody, you know. And I mean that, you know, Rachel, if you're going to listen to this later, it's an incredibly beautiful gift to give to someone who creates for a living, because anyone, and I never used to use the word art until actually February when I gave a talk in South Africa. My best friend said, "You have to say you're an artist. Like you can say that now, you know, after all these years." I think I felt like a fraud because I had never finished art school, right? But the thing with artists is you create for a moment in time that you're trying to disseminate yourself and try to understand. And the fact that kind of that's the fuel or fire I was talking about, that kind of fission that happens, that kind of spark that somehow alights in someone else's mind by viewing it, whether or not it's the same message, you know, is so unfathomable to me. And I have heard it before, and that's therein lies the thing we just said, you guys, Justin and Tiana. It's you can't understand it, and so that's what makes it sacred. You're just a vessel, you know. I'm getting emotional, how weird. Sorry, Rachel, this is what you did to me. You're an empty vessel, and you try your best to use whatever magic or energy or good intentions that you have or vision. But really, it's not up to you. Oh, you know, in full, it's up to you to come up with something, and then by everyone's good graces, by the muses or God or Allah or Buddha, whoever you want to believe in, or your ancestors, what comes out is actually a culmination of all those things. And I think that's what is the universal magic thing that people connect to. And I, of course, could be wrong because I'm only human.
That makes perfect sense to me. When you're creating things for other individuals, it's a two-way street. You can create what feels exactly right to you or feels like the thing that was meant to happen, whether you wanted it or not. And, you know, other people's life circumstances that control, that hugely influence how they receive those things, is completely out of your control. So it's kind of magical when they connect so well.
Yeah, I will say that it's the biggest compliment that people, that the clothing speaks to people as a very separate character is actually very important to me. That the clothing actually talks silently to people is it's communication in a different kind of way via vis-a-vis an exterior layer of a person or a character, you know?